This is Alicia, and welcome to the College Life Podcast. I am super passionate about education, personal development, growth, and bringing out the best in every college student. This podcast will help motivate you, empower you, and bring you clarity and confidence in who you are, in your purpose, and help you take action toward a life you love. Don't wait until you graduate to live your best life. Let's start now. Welcome to the College Life Podcast. It's Alicia here, and today we are going to be talking about 21 ways and 21 days to make college yours. In this episode, I am going to give you 21 tips. Whether you are a new incoming student or if you have been in college for a while, this episode is still going to really help you think through how you can make the most of this upcoming semester. So we are just going to dive right in. You may have heard some of these if you do follow me on Instagram and listen to my stories, but if you don't, then this is all going to be new. And honestly, even if you do, there are probably going to be things that resonated with you whenever I was talking about them on my stories, but then there's also going to be other things that resonate with you just as I'm talking about it today. So I'm really excited to get started. So we're just going to dive right in. So number one, try new things. When you go to college, there are going to be so many cool things that you get to try and that you get to discover that you had no clue even existed. So you have to try new things. Number two is have a plan, but be flexible. You want to have a plan. This can be a four-year plan that you create with an academic advisor, or a two-year plan if you're at a community college and you're wanting to transfer to a four-year. So whatever it is, you want to have a plan, but you also want to be flexible. Things are going to be a little bit different depending on what happens in your life, and it's okay to change and it's okay to grow. So have a plan, but be flexible. Number three, meet as many people as you can the first week back, because whenever it's your first week, you're in new classes and it's a great way to meet new people. So when you go to sit down in your class and then immediately turn to somebody and be like, hi, what's your name? Have you ever taken this class before? Or what's your major? Or tell me more about yourself, etc. So just try it out. Just try it out. You don't have to do it with every class, but if you can do it with every class, that would be awesome. But it's worth a shot, so check it out. Number four is develop a time management strategy that works for you. So this can be using an app. This can be using a Google Calendar. This could be using a paper planner. Whatever it is, I don't care, but I really want you to find something that works for you. Number five, be you. As much as you can be you. And this isn't always possible, but when it is, you need to be you. And this can be really hard, especially when you're trying to make friends. You want them to like you, so you might not be yourself. But then sometimes you can end up losing yourself in that process. So do whatever you can to be you. Number six, take care of yourself. When I say this, I mean take care of yourself mentally, physically, emotionally, etc. Make sure that you are good before everything else. And a lot of times we are the last thing on our minds. We're trying to get everything else done or please everybody else, but you have to make sure that you are thinking about you, because you cannot function if you're not physically, mentally, or emotionally healthy, or you can't function to the fullest that you really want. Number seven is explore. Explore who you are, who you want to be, what your major is, what your interests are, every single thing. Explore and be open. Number eight, get outside of your comfort zone. Say hi to random people. Try a new club or organization. Do something that really gets you outside of your comfort zone. You know, but within reason, okay? Just gotta throw that caveat. So that's number eight. Number nine is figure out what you actually like or enjoy doing. A lot of times when we grow up, we are only around a certain cultural perspective, but you really want to think about, like, what did you really enjoy doing when you were in high school and growing up? That maybe it's not actually the same thing anymore. It doesn't have that same feeling that you get from something that you enjoy. So make sure that you're open and that you are trying to really figure out and get clear about what you actually enjoy doing. Number 10, get clear on your priorities. So I personally recommend making you the number one priority, because you got to take care of you. Number two would be your academics and making sure that that is a priority, and then your friends. Sometimes this can be really challenging in college, But it's just something to think about is do your best to get your work done first and then go hang out with your friends. And really trying to find that balance can be really hard, but I think you can do it. And also, I'm really talking about the college experience, not necessarily like family and things back home or community. I'm really just talking about kind of what your priorities are in college. So take that into consideration. Number 11 is ask for help. So first you have to recognize when you need help. And I can do a whole podcast on how to recognize that. Because a lot of times we know that we need help, but we try to lie to ourselves. So that can be another podcast episode for sure. But asking for help and be honest with yourself when you actually need it. And then you have to actually go and ask for help and go do that. And that can be like asking for tutoring, going to office hours, asking a friend for help, etc. Number 12, try not to compare yourself to the people around you or to what your friends are doing at their college. Ooh, this one is so good because you can easily compare what you're doing and what you feel is happening to what your friend is doing at another college because of their highlight reel on social media or the way that they're even talking about it to you. Maybe they love everything about it. Oh my gosh, they love everything. But you're kind of not. It's like lackluster, your experience. So try your best not to compare yourself to other people and really focus on you. Like what makes you happy and really trying to go for that. Number 13. Oh wait, before I move on. Also, sometimes what makes other people happy isn't actually going to make you happy. So you really have to get clear about like what makes you happy and not compare yourself as much to other people. And that can be really hard, but I got to say it. Number 13, check your email. Important stuff goes there, okay? Like your professors get in contact with you that way. Opportunities and things on campus, that's how they reach out to you. If you need to pay a bill, that's how they reach out to you. If class is canceled, that's how they tell you. So you want to make sure that you're checking your email often and it needs to be a priority, y'all. It just has to. Number 14, ask your academic advisor about cool opportunities in your major. Okay. No matter if you're exploring or if you're really confident at what you want to do long term, definitely take advantage of your academic advisor. They know about literally almost everything related to the major that you're interested in. So ask, what are some opportunities in that major? They might have a list that they could just give you, or they might be like, oh, check out the website. Whatever it is, ask your academic advisor for opportunities so you can get connected to what you actually want to do long term while you're in college. Number 15. Actively try to fail at something, especially if it's your first time doing something. Okay, and I'm not saying class, okay, but maybe apply this concept to something that you don't believe that you can actually do or get. So an example of this could be, you know, apply for to be an orientation leader or apply to be a resident assistant on campus, a leader that you feel like you wouldn't be able to get because it's going to be really hard. Just put yourself in the ring and see what happens and just be like, you know what? I'm just going to try it. And if you go into things like that with that mentality, you're going to have more fun with it and you're going to just enjoy yourself more. So just try it out and see what's possible. Number 16, everyone does not have it figured out. I'm going to say that one again. Everyone does not have it figured out. So embrace the awkward. And I promise you, even though it looks like everybody else has it all figured out, they do not. They just don't. So embrace the awkward, embrace you, and be yourself. Number 17, make real connections. This is about building meaningful relationships with people, not just the superficial ones. Sometimes you have to do the superficial at first, and that's fine, but go there. Make real connections with people. And not only are you going to have better friends, but you're going to have long-lasting friends as well who are there for you and who support you and that you can be real with. And number 18, don't focus on getting a job or building your resume. Focus on the experiences you want to have before you graduate. So what experiences do you want? What skills do you want to develop? And do everything you can to do that. And your resume and getting a job is going to come just because you focused on the experiences that you want. So don't focus on getting a job or building your resume. Focus on the experiences that you want to have. And the job will come. Number 19, intentionally design your college experience. I just did an episode on this. But who do you want to be when you graduate? How can you design your college experience to make that a reality? Every semester, you should be thinking about how does what I do this semester going to connect with what I want to do long term and who I want to be when I graduate? intentionally design this and you can make that happen. Number 20, be willing to change. What I mean by this is be willing to change your mind, to change directions, to change your goals, to change your dreams, to change your major. You are going to grow a ton and change is inevitable. Make it a positive one. It is okay to change. You know, sometimes I'll hear like, oh, you've changed so much. Yeah, I should. A lot of years have passed and I have changed and I think I've changed for the better. I've done a lot of self-work and I'm constantly trying to improve myself. So change is actually a really good thing. When you don't change, quote unquote, I think there's something wrong. Think about anything in life, things that grow, right? Flowers, trees, they go through a cycle. They don't stay the same. Even if it looks like it for a few months, they don't stay the same ever. And they're always growing and changing. So make sure that you're doing that too. Be willing to change. Number 21, trust that you can do this and believe in yourself. This I feel like is a little bit cliche, I'm not gonna lie, but it's real. And this is something that I did not trust in myself. I did not believe in myself for the longest time. Literally, it was probably like 2 or 3 years ago, y'all, until I did. And I'm working on my PhD, so I had a really hard time believing in myself. But the sooner that you can believe that what you actually want in life is possible, then doors start opening up. You start to see things differently. And opportunities come that you never knew existed that are going to be better than what you ever dreamed. So do what you can to believe in yourself as much as possible. Okay, that is it. That is the 21 ways and 21 days to make college yours. I hope that one of these or two of these stick out to you. And actually, why don't you just think of like one or two that really stood out to you that you can implement the first week of school? Just one. And you know what? If you could write it out even in front of your TV or on your desk somewhere or in your planner. Let's say the first one is be you or to make new friends or to meet with your academic advisor, whatever it is. Write it down, write a couple of those down, and make sure that you do those the first week. And then I would absolutely love it if you would share your experience with me. You don't have to be on the podcast unless you want to, although I'd love to have you. But if you could just email me at thecollegelifecoach@gmail.com or DM me on Instagram at thecollegelifecoach, I would love to hear how that goes for you. So let me know. I'd love to connect with you. And even if you don't try this, let me know what stands out to you the most or what you want to learn more about, and I can do a whole podcast episode on one of these. As always, thank you so much for listening. I love you all. You are amazing. And honestly, it's been so weird because I'm seeing a lot more engagement with the podcast, and I know it has everything to do with all of you who are listening and sharing this. So it really means the world to me, and I do feel like I'm living my purpose, and it's the coolest feeling ever. And it's why I really care so much about you, helping you really design the college experience that you want, because I know that it's going to help you get closer to your purpose and closer to having and living the life that you actually want instead of what everybody else wants you to do. So keep sharing the podcast. If you haven't done so yet, I'd love for you to leave a 5-star review. Tell me what you love about this podcast. And yeah, thank you all so much for those of you who have already done that too. I read some of them the other day and I just was like, this is so freaking cool. So thank you so much and good luck this semester. You're going to do amazing. I'm going to be taking next week off, but then I will be back doing once a week this whole semester. So I can't wait to share some of the episodes that I have. I have a couple really cool people that I interviewed that I can't wait to share with you. It's going to be really fun. Again, thank you so much for listening and I hope that you have an excellent week.